The following podcast may contain mature themes and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the No Fear Friday edition of the No Fear Project podcast. I'm your host, Pete D'Amico. 2 weeks ago, the No Fear Friday podcast was a message of hope. Last week, we talked to Julie Murphy and got incredible insights on how to look at finances, especially during this unprecedented economic downturn. This week, I wanted to get away from the pandemic and all of its consequences. Frankly, I'm tired of the fear, uncertainty, and doubt it causes. Between Fat Man Chronicles and the No Fear Project, I hear from many people, and that has only accelerated during the quarantine period. I found a common theme in these talks, and that's what I wanted to share today. We'll dive in right after this quick word from our sponsor, who has a community that is full of positivity and sharing during this crisis, Silver Fox Athletics. If you are anything like me, you have big goals. I really wanted to become a better runner, and you guessed it, fear was stopping me. I needed a running coach. Enter Coach Andy and Silver Fox Athletics. I started working with Coach Andy, and he produced the perfect customized training plan. His plan and support were just what I needed. The fear started melting away instantly. I ended up with a shiny new personal record in the half marathon, and even conquered my biggest running fear of all, the 26.2-mile marathon. Coach Andy specializes in those middle and back-of-the-pack runners like me, and even those that have never run much. Get more information about Silver Fox Athletics at silverfoxathletics.org. Also, follow Silver Fox Athletics on Instagram. While you are there, click book to get your free initial consultation with Coach Andy. Make sure to tell him you heard about Silver Fox on the No Fear Project. Welcome back. I'm humbled that people trust me enough to reach out to talk. I try to be authentic and transparent in my podcasting, and it must come through. Most people reach out to me about their health or weight loss journeys, and some about the fears they are working on. Both subjects are deeply personal. Often, they are either thanking the podcast for helping them in some way or looking for an ear. Regardless of the motivation, there's a common theme most of the time. They are looking for permission to feel. Consider this episode blanket permission. Feel and do it in all caps. Being positive doesn't mean you don't feel. Being a beacon of light doesn't mean you never experience grief. Being a leader for your family or community doesn't mean you are never sad or angry or frustrated. Feeling makes you normal. The key is to find a way to deal with those feelings, to learn, grow, and cope. When you do, you can help be the ear for others, helping them to feel and heal. This is more important now than ever. We have a crisis to deal with, and there are many struggling. That's good. We should struggle. I would be much more concerned if everyone acted like things were normal, because that would be delusional. Right now, it is imperative that you feel. Find the time to do so. Without it, you may have a full-fledged breakdown. Give yourself permission to feel. Find ways to help your kids, your family, your neighbors. Take the time to deal with their emotions. Give them permission to feel. Reach out to check on others. Reach out to professionals for help when needed. Reach out to me if you need someone. Whatever you do, do not bottle it up. One of my biggest fears is that our already overtaxed mental health system will be overwhelmed the longer this crisis continues. Worse, I'm afraid the stigma of mental illness will stop those that need help from getting it. Please, talk to someone. And all of us have an obligation to help defeat the stigma. This is important, so I'm going to say it again. Get professional help if you need it. We will defeat the stigma. And one more thing, vitally important. You have permission to feel. Together, we will get through this and be stronger than ever. As we wrap up this No Fear Friday episode, I want to thank our Patreon supporters, especially our producers, the Money, Motivation, and Motherhood podcast, the Endurance for Everyone podcast, and Dava Sylvia. The support of all of our patrons during this trying time is humbling. Please be sure to subscribe to the No Fear Project on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help people find the show. But the number one way is when you share it. All right, now more than ever, the way forward is together. The time to conquer is now.
Thank you for listening to the No Fear Project. Original music is from Josh and Dean. Join us on social media by searching the No Fear Project on Facebook and Instagram. Check out thenofearproject.com for more information, including in-person presentations on fear customized for your organization. The No Fear Project is committed to helping those with mental illness get help and to defeating the stigma. If you have any thoughts of harming yourself or suicide, please contact the Suicide Prevention Hotline for help now at 800-273-8255. Remember, you are not alone. The No Fear Project is a production of Paragon Media, all rights reserved.